the violence has increased. And the worrying thing, obviously, for humanitarian agencies such as Christian Aid is that this makes it well nigh impossible for us to reach some of the camps. And for many of the camps, we need AU escorts to get out there. Now, they are so stretched that sometimes we have to wait 2 to 3 days for an escort, during which time security situation in that area may have gotten worse, and so the whole humanitarian effort is called off for that camp. So it's really imperative, not only for the future of the people in the camps, but for the humanitarian work, that the AU force is enabled really to do its job properly. These men need to be equipped, have the proper logistics, have the capability to travel around when they want to see what is happening. So it's good news, but as always, a slight note of caution.